This is Fresh Air. Vladimir Horowitz was probably the most famous concert pianist of this century. He died last November at the age of 86. A new album has just been released called Horowitz, The Last Recording. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
In the liner notes to Vladimir Horowitz's last recording, pianist Murray Pariah writes about a performer who, he says, gave himself completely through his music and who confided his deepest emotions through his playing. His tone, especially if heard live, had such a dramatic presence, a speaking quality, that you felt you were listening directly to his most private thoughts. Horowitz, however, is not a pianist I associate with deep emotions, private thoughts, or a speaking quality. I think of Horowitz as representing just the opposite, a phenomenal virtuosity whose brilliant surface reveals almost no interest in the psychology, the philosophical meaning, or the structure of the music. Pariah goes on to say that Horowitz's playing was always changing, always evolving. But this recording, made just before his death, reinforces the impression that throughout a career of more than 70 years, Horowitz hardly changed at all. He played practically everything in the same style, or two styles. Anything that didn't require drop-dead virtuoso display, he delivered with a precious, small-scale daintiness, as if Mozart composed only for musical snuffboxes. Here's what Horowitz does with the opening of Haydn's great E-flat sonata. Would you be surprised if I confess that I've never been a great fan of Vladimir Horowitz? I think the mellowing some people heard in his later years was more the result of diminishing strength, even a diminished technical capacity, rather than new and searching insights. In the piano music I love most, there's never been a piece I didn't prefer played by someone else. Still, you can't deny the Horowitz fascination. The unmistakable color of his sound, his nervy energy. What I admire most about the last recording is that Horowitz plays only works he never recorded before, including this edgy version of Chopin's famous Fantasy Impromptu. The musical curiosities are two items by Liszt. Horowitz could be an astonishing Liszt player, but here, instead of dazzling virtuoso pieces, he plays two obscure works based on themes by other composers. There's Liszt's transcription of Wagner's Liebestod, the love death from Tristan und Isolde. But Horowitz, with Liszt's help, makes Wagner sound less erotic than melodramatic and sentimental. I prefer Liszt's melancholy variations on Bach's Cantata No. 12, Weinen, Klagen, Sorgen, Zagen, Weeping, Wailing, Sorrows, and Fears. Sony offers virtually no information about the music itself, not even a translation of the Bach title. The only commentary is the unqualified tribute in four languages by Murray Pariah, who also happens to record for Sony. Maybe because this album doesn't emphasize the big bravura showpieces, it seems a little dull. Elegant, but monotonous. Of course, for some listeners, just the fact that it's Horowitz will be interesting enough.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Horowitz, the last recording, on the Sony Classics label. This is Fresh Air.